I got mine on.
Kush roll glass full, I prefer the better things. Niggas with no money act like money isn't everything. I'm having a good time, they just trying to ruin it. Shout out to the fact that I'm the youngest nigga doing it. Cap on brim bandish.
Bro, it is, right?
Oh my god. Right.
Wait, is that our new intro? Cause
I thought that was what it was. I was like, let's go.
Right, it hard as fuck, man. That's a new intro. Alright, do it or new old intro.
Nah, bro, just let that ride. Nope.
We are the Three Shades.
Hey, it's your Uncle Johnny. How you doing?
I'm in front of a pre-recorded studio audience.
I'm Chaos.
Swiggity swoop.
Hey, give me that booty.
Hey.
Ooh. I'm Loco.
Loco, you're the best. Mm-hmm. You're the best.
We are better than you niggas, period.
Why do we scream at each other?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Three Shades Podcast.
You know, it's gonna be a good night. Go on, lay back, relax.
Yeah. Put your legs up, give them guts.
Yeah, man, stop the goddamn quiet storm voice. I hate when you do that shit. Yo, this is not 99 Jams late night fucking hour. Yo, damn.
What, bro? I'm just trying to get them in the mood.
Next thing he's gonna start adding thunderstorm.
I was gonna say that midnight storm right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yo, stop that.
You getting all hot and bothered, bro. You all right, bro?
Let me go fast forward like 30 seconds.
We done turned the heat up in here.
By unbuttoning his pants.
Don't blame me, okay? Blame Uncle Johnny. He didn't bring us in, so someone had to put it in.
Uh-oh. Pause.
I mean, someone had to.
No, not pause. Fast forward.
Someone had to bring it.
Apparently, they say you can't say pause anymore. You got to say no Diddy.
What?
Oh, what?
First of all, I don't even want to bring up Diddy because I know he's been doing some stuff he shouldn't have been doing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it takes. It
takes two to make a thing go right?
No, take that. Take that. Gives it's a new meaning now.
What? Why you can't say pause? What's the new meaning for pause?
No Diddy.
No, but what's the new meaning for pause?
There's no new meaning.
No, there's no new meaning, but instead of saying pause for some stuff, you got to say no Diddy.
Or didn't he?
Why am I here?
I don't know,
boy.
Because you ain't go home yet. I don't know what to tell you.
You're doing it again, bro.
I'm just keep doing it. And doing it. And doing it.
Mm-mm.
Right. Mm-mm. John, are you going to introduce us? Cause
I mean, you're doing a good job driving, bro. I'm just going to stay in the trunk.
I'll drive. You ride.
I ride.
Come along for the ride.
I quit.
Time for money. So I wanted to open with some quotes.
Uh-oh. Are they Hitler quotes?
Nah, shit.
Not yet.
Hold on.
Watch the last episode if y'all know what he talking
Watch
about.
Watch it. Where's
yeah. I don't remember what I said.
Quotes yet. I'm going to read out some quotes.
You saw what I said.
But the Hitler quote was good.
I want you to tell me if the context changes once you find out who this is.
Okay.
All right.
Quote, this is a disaster and I love it.
Quote number one. Don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but then open your eyes and see. Inspirational stuff.
Inspirational stuff.
Who said that? R. Kelly?
Maybe. Keep pushing the boundaries and reaching for higher heights.
Say that last one again.
Keep pushing the boundaries and reaching for higher heights.
Okay.
If you're chasing your dream, you're not running fast enough. Run faster.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I like that one. Not quite. Words can't express what you mean to me. Pretty simple. Attribute it with a quote. Last one. Out of 70 of these, you have to be somewhat crazy if you want to be successful.
Okay.
These are all Puff Daddy quotes. Close your eyes.
I'm just glad you didn't say, I like the way you do that, Daddy.
Why was that on your mind?
Because he actually said that on Drake Champs.
Let's talk about this.
Or, you know, we...
What is going through your mind that makes you think you want to tell Johnny you like the way he does it, Daddy, when he's your uncle? If anything, you should be like, I like the way you do it, uncle.
Well, you know, we ain't never party.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So that's okay, but, I mean, or that's not okay, right, according to you. But if I say I like the way you move, that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
I mean, because Big Boy ain't blow up Kid Cudi's car, allegedly.
So, Johnny, we still waiting for a good intro.
You've done a fantastic job. I think
my intro was interrupted by...
We're 8 minutes deep.
Well, we're not really 8 minutes deep, because really some like of it was the four. Pre...
Okay.
Some of it was a foreplay of the podcast.
A minute and a half deep.
Ooh, I like it.
I personally don't know what to do with this much time.
Okay. Well, let's go, because I got to introduce people.
I'm like a 2 second.
So we're going to start off with the Blurred. Bernard, how you doing? Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show.
Why? Stop it, bro.
Introduce yourself, baby.
You already introduced me. What the hell?
But introduce you. Who are you? What you from? Where you at? What you doing? What you got going on? What is good? What's happening? What's up, motherfucker?
The name's Bernard with the U. I am the host, owner, and proprietor of the Angry Blurred podcast, where I discuss all things black and nerdy that catch my eye for the week.
You hear that? That's Bernard with you, as in he wants to be with you.
Oh,
all this time.
Arnard.
I didn't know what the Blurred was. Black and nerdy. Okay.
Yeah,
black
there nerds. You go. And he's angry.
So nothing I said last episode made sense to you?
Nathan's.
Yeah, a lot.
Ignore it all. So we're going to go over to that one with Chaos. With a K.
What a titties at?
Ooh, the titties at? We ain't doing.
And
the
normally
booty.
I'm looking around for some ass, but what a titties at?
Where the titties at? So titties in other words, if you ain't got no titties, don't answer this request.
Y'all
stay
just
tuned.
Gotta put down like just write all his quotes. And just
first of all, we putting it all down. We going all the way down.
We got merch.
Bernard did not notice, but we actually have merch. We do have. Chaos's infamous quote, I don't want respect.
What does he want?
I want a nut.
There it is.
That's a shirt. We are working. We are dealing with our designers right now. We are working on getting the People Stop Peopling shirt in production.
And I will tell you the truth. That shirt definitely starts some conversations.
The people start people. Oh no, the I don't want respect.
I don't want respect. I want not. Yeah.
I wish I had quotes that I could like put on a shirt.
You know what?
You do.
Stick with us.
Just dig them out.
Stick with us. We got quotes for days. And to my left, some people know him as their father's, mother's, brother's, sister's cousin. Some people know him as a mother, sisters, first brothers, father, fathers, brothers, uncles, sisters, neighborhood, cousin. But we all know him as.
Don't leave the kids with him.
Uncle Johnny.
He's not Diddy. What the hell, bro?
He's your Uncle Johnny.
It's your Uncle Johnny.
Thank you, Loco.
What's up,
happy
baby?
To be here.
Oh, I'm happy you're here. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you here. We have all been pleasured by your presence.
My pleasure.
It's a pleasurable moment. It's it's great.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Oh no. Chick-fil-A ain't got nothing on you. You know why?
Why is this?
Because you pleasure us on Sundays too.
Ooh.
I don't take Sundays off.
No, you do not. But he takes other things off.
On a Sunday.
Stay tuned to find out what that is. And I am Loco. L-O-C-O. You could spell the rest.
I like
of
how
stuff.
You whispered that. The man said, LCO. I wasn't expecting that at all. I wasn't expecting that at all.
See, I get to do this when I'm not hosting, bro. It's great.
Hey, it's great. And welcome to the second episode of the night. Uh-oh. We are hoping that this one gets posted. But if it doesn't, sign in, join our Patreon. Chaos is steadily making money off of it. and we are proud of him.
I like how you went from he might have one.
We've announced it enough times. He's making money off of it. All right, we're going to start calling him Robert with all the dinero he's making off of it.
Oh, snap.
So, does anyone?
I was going to call him Johnny. For all the cash.
I like that. I like that. Bernard?
I got nothing. Well, them crickets are frogs fucking.
I don't even know at this point.
Loud ass cricket.
So I have a question.
Swamp Hub.
I have a question. Sure. And this is random, and it's not necessarily anything important. And we don't have any females here, so we don't really know the answer. But I've noticed a trend going on, and you see a lot of things online.
A
trend. Okay. And we've seen a lot of things online where, you know, and we've even covered some of it where women are calling out.
Some of it. Go on, facial jokes. Nah, go on.
I see you, man.
Let's go.
But where you know, women are calling out men for the things that they're doing as far as taking them out on dates and everything. And and my thought process is why do women care about how much money you spend on them on a date if the date is meant to be more for the experience, right? Another reason why I come up with that is I watched a video where a guy showed how cheap it is to take a woman on a date in the Philippines.
We turn him back to the passport.
You chose the right country.
Well, so you already get the women who are mad at the passport bros, right? Which, whatever, you created that, all right? Your ridiculous standards of what you want a man to be created that, because a man can be a provider and be respected a lot more in other ways than what you're allowing. I mean, let's face it, if a man could get a woman to respect him the same way he can in the Philippines, right? Why would we go over there if the respect was here? But it is not here. So putting that aside, if a man goes over there and goes on a date, just because things there are so much cheaper than they are here, doesn't lessen the value, nor does it lessen the experience. And that's why I bring that topic up, though. It's like if I go there and I spend, we'll say, $50 on an entire day worth of events, right? Like I'm taking you out to dinner, we're going to the movies, we're going to the park, maybe we're going to go see a show, whatever it is, a play. But because it's the Philippines and it's so much cheaper, why, as an American woman, do you care that I've only spent $50 there when you think I should spend $200 here? And mind you, that same exact date might be $200 here because it's fucking America.
Right.
Yeah. Inflation.
So it doesn't change the value of the date really, other than in your eyes. But I've seen those videos and I've seen those comments, and I just don't understand why it matters. If you're happy, if the date goes well, a date, especially early on, is nothing more than you looking for a connection and to see if you feel that connection.
Yep.
If that connection is there, the amount of money spent doesn't matter. What you did doesn't matter, because what you do with John and what you do with Dave can be the same exact thing, but you'll feel a connection with Dave and you won't feel that connection with John simply because it's the person.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, if you're not feeling the connection, can you just like be an adult and say, hey, you know, I think it's best that we go our separate ways. Don't ghost people, though, because that's childish as hell.
That is true.
Like, unless it's like something like in regards to your mental health, then I get it. But if it's just like, oh, you know, I didn't like this date, I'm just going, you know, unmatch and, you know, block their number. It's just like.
So you said damn. Unless it's in regards to their mental health, but how would you know if it was or wasn't if they don't tell you?
I'm saying, like, if it's something that's taking place over time, like the first date, I don't think that can, I mean, honestly affect your mental health unless, like, something triggering happens. Like, I don't know, you get held up at gunpoint or something like that.
Okay.
Because, like, I went on a date last year. I think I told y'all this. I don't even remember if I told y'all this on the podcast.
Again, bro.
So I went on a date with this girl.
Did you whip it out?
No.
That's why she didn't call.
We went to the L House in Boynton,
Carolina, or the old Miller's. Miller's.
Yeah, off of Boynton
so
Boulevard.
So you didn't whip it out.
No,
That's why she didn't call you back.
Did you grab it though?
How can I finish?
I mean, you should have asked her.
Shut up. I walked right into that one.
I mean, she should have backed into that one.
But, like, I got there on time. She showed up late. No biggie. Shit happens.
Yeah. Flag okay. one. That yeah. is a flag.
I mean, I didn't consider it a flag because she told me.
He wanted to finish. I'm just trying to help him finish. Johnny's like, I know how he feels.
Been there.
Done that. Are you finished?
No.
Almost? Are you about to finish?
Oh, abruptly.
But, so yeah, she showed up later, whatever. No biggie. I'm just, shit happens. So after that, we went to Ross.
You went to Ross? You went Raw?
I'm actually
Ross.
All for that play.
Oh,
I'm
Ross. For that play. Okay.
Yeah, so we went classic. To Ross because it's in the same plot, yep. place. And, you
know, oh, he slapped too.
Shut, don't. Don't. So we went to Ross because she just moved and she was just like, hey, you think it's fine to help me pick out like some curtains? I'm like, yeah, just sure, whatever. I ain't, yeah.
Pick out some what?
Curtains.
Oh, curtains. Okay.
Shut up.
That sounds like right, some husband right, stuff, right, though.
All right. Yeah, so, you know, I was like, go with this color. It's nice and blase, blase, blah. And, you know, she bought the curtains. I'm like, yeah, I think, you know, I had a great time. She's like, I had a great time too. I'm like, yeah, can I call you? She's like, yeah, sure. No, nothing after that. Like, I got followed up when I got home. Nothing.
Listen, man, don't sweat that. In fact, keep going out there and throwing out the net.
I don't know, bro.
I keep going out. No, nothing for her.
Emotional damage.
Nah, basically. I give females two chances. Two.
Well it's kind of hard
texts.
To give.
Two texts.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if I text twice reaching out to you and you haven't responded, I stop talking to that person. Like, I don't continue to try. Yeah. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Eventually, they will either reach out to you or they won't. But two times.
Yeah.
So I have a,
leave
I have,
it at that and keep throwing out your net, bro. Keep a, fishing, bro. There's definitely more fish out there, bro.
I got a question for you.
What's up, bro? Talk to me, though.
You talking to old girl.
All right.
Old girl makes plans with you.
All right.
Old girl ghosts you.
Ghost me. After right. making the plans.
Doesn't show up for the plans. But
doesn't show up for the plans. Doesn't even notify me. I show up for the plans. Yeah. She don't show up for the plans.
Something like that.
Okay.
Oh, you know, you like whatever. Old girl comes back.
Okay.
What's happening?
Oh, no. Fuck you.
Mm.
Ooh.
No. She might want to pay me back. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to check that out one time.
Okay.
You get two times, whether that be Texas or times to let me down. You get two
so
times.
She let you down two times.
If she let me down two times, oh,
what
man.
What happened?
You are now a bird. You are now
so,
a bird.
So what happened?
Whatever happens, just happens. You might just be something that I might
quote the shirt.
Allow to get down with me if I have free time. I no longer cater to you. Okay. I no longer am concerned about your well-being.
Okay.
I can dig that.
If you did that to me twice... Because I gave you twice. I gave you two times. Nah. After that, it's a wrap. Like, I will still chill with you because you still serve a purpose.
But you're not.
No, I'm not invested in this person
you're,
anymore.
You're not chilling with her. You're not going out of your way to chill with her. So you're
So she's like, I'm not setting up dates for this person.
So she's like, can we go out on Sunday? You're like, I got plans on Sunday. So you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not canceling plans to go out with her.
No.
You're not like, yo, we recording this Friday. She hit you up like, yo, let's go out Friday.
If I got something,
like, nah, bitch, you already got them two strikes.
If I got anything to do,
okay,
you are not a priority. You are not a priority anymore.
I get what you're saying.
Listen, gentlemen. There are, think of women, think of life
in terms of
a shelf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A shelf life.
There's a top.
Like a bar.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a top, middle, secondary, middle, and then a bottom.
Okay. Four-tier shelf. Yeah,
four-tier shelf. And when you're trying to check somebody out, they might be on, let's say, I'm going to say second shelf.
Okay.
Second shelf. When I'm just trying to investigate. I'm trying to see about you. I'm trying to schedule some time to get to know you.
If you get that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you show him, when, hey, you didn't respond to the text or show up, you drop in the shelf immediately. That's one.
I do that.
And if you do that a second time, you're on the bottom shelf now.
Okay.
I got other priorities. So don't, I'm not going to make someone who turned me into an option a priority. Don't do that to yourself.
That makes sense.
Respect yourself.
So what? How? What does it take for them to get taken off the shelf?
Off the shelf completely?
Yeah.
I leave that up to them. If you have
so they made, ghost you twice, right? They are that bottom shelf now.
You're on the bottom. That means that you can still call me.
Okay.
You can still communicate so with they, me so and try to make something happen.
And they try to make something happen, but they ghost you a third time.
But if you done something along the lines of, how would I put this?
I got an example for you.
If you done something along the lines of either trying to manipulate me, get the better of me.
I'm going something simple, it's like, they ghost you, right? They ghost you a second time. Now they're at bottom shelf. They make plans with you. You're like, nah, I'm busy Sunday. They make, all right, what about Tuesday? You're like, all right, Tuesday night, we'll do something. Right? You're like, I'm not doing nothing Tuesday. Tuesday night, I'm doing something. And they ghost you Tuesday night. Like,
ooh, that's it? Three?
That, now that's we on saying. Three. Like, I'm not, see, so manipulating is a whole new level of like, what the fuck, right? So that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, they've already hit your two. And then it's something simple like that. Because that's something simple. That's fairly simple where you're not being manipulated, but it's still showing like they don't care, right?
Yeah, that's almost like unintentional. Like, almost. Like, manipulation would be like an intentional action versus... Well,
I mean, I feel like if you don't show up two times...
If you stand somebody up three times, you're being inconsiderate.
I feel like that's...
And let's be clear. When you say stand somebody up... Like, that means that you didn't communicate.
Okay, so if they do communicate, it's last minute.
If you do communicate, maybe so, because things do happen.
But three times in a row?
Things do happen.
If things do happen three times in a row, you could be
on the bottom shelf things happen.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that.
So then what happens with them? After that third time, though.
It really sounds like it's up to you, then.
It is. But it always, I mean, that's why I want,
it always at this has point, been. It is up to him. But, don't forget that. It always has been.
Right. So you're always going to be the last person in control, but you said you leave it up to them whether they come off the bottom shelf or not.
If they come off.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's more up to you, because I feel like within a bottom shelf, you're keeping them there for a reason, despite their bad behavior, to access them when you feel like it's... time.
I wouldn't say that I'm keeping them there, but I am keeping them there if they decide to change their behavior.
Right, so they have an opportunity to promote themselves.
They have an opportunity to promote themselves.
But how do they get removed?
That's what I'm asking you.
If they have chosen, because I recently removed somebody.
Like, how many cancellations, ghosting, like, what does it take for them to just... Without, because manipulation basically means that they actually have some interaction
with
you.
I'm gonna run you down what just recently happened. I want to say like November-ish. All
right.
So I had somebody who, I'm big on communication. I'm very big on communication, and obviously, you know, part of this scenario that we're creating, unrelated, is about not showing up, not participating when. A person decides that they are going to, and this was just that particular situation. They had heard something, and I don't care if people hear stuff or whatever, but they were manipulated by outside forces, and they didn't come and speak to me about it.
They didn't take it to the source?
They didn't take it to the source.
So the topic of this manipulation was you?
The topic of the manipulation was you. It was me.
But it wasn't them doing it.
It was somebody else.
It was outside forces.
And I think that if we're going to have some sort of a communication, yes. Rumors. If we're going to have some sort of relationship, we need to have communication. And if you decided, this person who has already shown an agenda against me has you're going to take up arms to believe them. I'm like, oh, we don't have communication. This is over. This is over.
Almost a lack of respect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To communicate with
like if I make sure to present myself as someone who communicates.
Right.
If I'm going to be late for something, if I'm not going to show up, if I'm this type of, this is exactly who I am on and off, you know, whatever,
right.
Whatever situation we are in, this is who I am. I always will communicate with you. If you're not going to give me that, you're not somebody that I want to have a relationship with.
Okay.
Period. So that's how you get off. That's how you get off the shelf.
Lack of communication.
Okay.
That is literally how you get off.
So, Bernard, you said you had an example?
Yeah, so I believe y'all remember this. Loco might not because he has the memory of a 198-year-old.
192, get it right.
So when we went to SuperCon 2 years ago, that was a very troubling weekend for me. That was the weekend, but a few years later, I mean, a few years past, like it was the day my friend died from COVID. So that day later on, I got a text message from a friend asking me about catching a rodent in her house. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I can't help you at the moment. I'm in Miami. Just like she wanted me to drop everything.
And come up there and take care of
and come back up to West Palm. I'm like,
wow.
I'm not doing that.
That's 71 miles.
No.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's why I know that.
Like, the friendship got pretty much splintered after that. And we had a conversation, and I was just like, I feel like the only time you ever want to talk to me or hang out or anything is if you need something.
Uh-huh.
I've got a question for you, Bernard, when you're done.
Okay. And so it we had a conversation, and it seemed like things were going to change. But then, keep in mind, she's my age, but she acts like, you know, a 78-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she was like, oh, hey, let me go to my text messages for reference. Can you download some music for me? Mm-hmm. Know how you doing or nothing like that. And she was eventually like,
did she want you to come over there and download the music?
No, I think she wanted me to download them and, like, put them on a flash drive or a CD or something like that.
And then eventually bring that to her?
Yeah. And,
okay.
Yeah, so she was just like, oh, so you still didn't download the music? Like, you know, I don't be tired after work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, I'm tired. That's give me two. Some time. Yeah.
That's two for me. Nope.
See, so for me, that's not even two. Because, mm-hmm. like.
No,
let me.
Mm-hmm.
I just. Because I understand you're two.
Mm-hmm.
But. What we talked about earlier is different than what is happening here. So
yeah,
what we talked about earlier was people canceling and not showing up on a day.
Yeah, this isn't canceling. Right?
No,
it's just like
so that's my point.
This is two
though.
Examples of the same behavior.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but my point is if you're asking me for a favor, at that point, one, right, is your request, which means that it is basically I can either say yes or no,
right?
But at the same time, it's a favor for you.
Yes.
With nothing in return, which means I kind of get to do it at my own time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't have a time frame. She didn't say, hey, I need it by Friday.
My point is,
like
is if my own time is not good enough for you and you want to be a bitch about it, like, move the fuck on. Like, for instance, he's in Miami at, you said, SuperCon.
Yes.
Right? That is a 4-day event, I believe it was that year, yes. But we only went 3 days.
No, we went all four. Oh, wait, yeah, no, nobody went Sunday.
Nobody went Thursday. I never go on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Actually, I don't think we went on Sunday either, but it's cheaper to buy the 3-day event than it is any 2 days. But point being is, it is a limited time event. So if you contact me during a limited time event and I'm doing a favor for you, if you cannot wait for it, any time outside of that limited time that I've already had scheduled or planned, and then you want to have an attitude for me not being able to do the favor for you immediately at your fucking required time, there's a problem. I don't care if you're male, female, or anything. If you're asking me for a favor and I can't do it immediately because of the inconvenience it causes me, then like you're, especially like you said, a rodent trapping, right?
Yeah.
Like you're more than welcome to call any fucking pest control company within South Florida and pay whatever the fees are for them to come and do that for you.
Yep.
Because it won't be free and it won't be cheap.
Yep.
It won't. You'd be lucky if you get it for less than 200.
Yep.
And yet you want this dude to come through at like the drop of a dime, the drop of a hat, whatever fucking phrase you want to use, and do that. And then like all of a sudden it's bad. And then, you know, oh, can you download music for me? Like you said she's your age.
Yeah. This was like a year later.
Bitch, you grew up during the age of Napster.
Napster, LimeWire, Kazaa.
No, Napster was the first.
Okay.
Yeah, so shut up. You grew up during the age of Napster. If you didn't know how to do it then at that age and you don't know how to do it now, there's something wrong with you. And again, now she wants you to download it, put it on a flash drive, and then what? Drive it to her house,
yeah,
which is an inconvenience. So you have to waste your time downloading it, transferring it to a hard drive, which, you know, whatever, might not take that long, especially nowadays versus the old Napster days. But then gas and time to drive it, because I don't know how far away she is from where you stay.
I mean, I don't even know where she lives now.
Doesn't matter. Point being is, you have to drive it there. Obviously, she's too ignorant to download it, so I doubt she knows how to transfer it, which means you have to sit there and transfer it for her. And then, like, all that for what? A thank you? Yeah. Because she's not paying you.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck you.
Yeah, so basically after that, I just said, you know what? I'm done with this friendship. I don't even think I even... Well, I didn't even say anything. I wouldn't stopped even answering call that the text messages.
Did and, you ghost her?
Yes.
And I wouldn't even call that a friendship.
And it was because of, you know,
I agree.
Just because of my mental, it's just like, I just can't deal with this crap anymore. And like, we were friends since like 07, but it was always like a one-sided friendship. And like when, back in the day when I was young and dumber, I was just like
full of, go ahead. No, continue.
I was just always eager to help people.
Yeah.
Because my dad was always like that type of person. He always tried to, you know, put those altruistic, you know,
with great intentions. Power comes great responsibility.
Yes, my dad was Uncle Ben. But, you know.
Your dad was an uncle? Rip. He was your uncle?
No. But over time, you know, I saw how that shit affected him. He actually died from a heart attack, just fucking stress of helping everybody else out. And I think I hit the point where I'm just like, I'm not going to be my dad. I'm not doing this shit no more.
I think with most...
Like, I'll still go out of my way and help people, but depending on the person.
Use your discretion, man.
Yeah, I always say I start everyone with like a life bar. You get 100%. Mm-hmm. The more you piss me off, your health starts to go down.
I'm curious on where my health is.
You're still high. You haven't done any... You haven't... Nobody in this room has done anything to piss me off.
Damn, I gotta work harder. All right. So, with that being said, though, I feel like with all...
I feel like you're not being honest with us on that one, but go ahead.
Trust me.
I feel like with all relationships and all friendships, there's always going to be that one who gives more than the other. And that's just the way it is. It's really difficult to have a friendship where it's equal and equal.
I mean, mathematically, that's got to
be the case. Yeah, it's always going to exist, right? But, and the best example I give you is like, you know, you're going to have that friendship where one person might be struggling in type A way, right?
Yeah.
But, so type A, they're struggling, they're stuck, there's nothing they can do about it. But they can offer help, or they might be able to assist in type B or C, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want type A to be, you know, it is what it is. But my point is like, you got that one friend who's always struggling in this aspect. So they ask for help, and they get the help, and they ask for help, and they get for the help, and they ask for help. And it gets tiring, and they probably don't like it either. But if their friend who might be helping them, right, who's doing more of the 75%, right, ask for help and they're more than willing to help, even if it's only that one time, right, like that's fine because it's the only time that their help was requested.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not saying, hey, if you need this every time, I got you, right? It's just this is the only time you need their help is here.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So but if let's, you're, let's if, put that in plain English, right? So people can follow you. So if someone needs financial assistance over and over again, and they get it, right? It's not a burden for the people that are helping them, so on and so forth.
Yes.
And then the person that was providing that assistance goes, hey, I need you to help me move, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be an everyday request, right? I'm only moving the one time. So you're saying that now is an opportunity for that person who's been receiving to offer the assistance they can offer.
Yes, to offer what they can in order to help. Because obviously, if like you said, financial, if that person is in a financial situation, right? And they might, you know, be paying back or whatever, but they're in that financial situation. Obviously, they're not in the position to help the other person financially.
Yeah, but they especially, can help in a different way.
Exactly. So especially if the other person's helping them financially, like if you're helping me financially, if you do need financial help, I'm not saying that they won't want to be in that position, but they're probably not going to be. But if, like you said, they're moving, right? Fucking by all means, go do what you can because that's what it is.
Yeah.
That person, there's nothing wrong with. But if you're that person who's always asking and never giving, like, there's just something wrong with that.
Yeah. And I really think, like, I don't really have a lot of friendships where it's, like, one-sided. Like, sometimes I got a lot of friendships that are just pretty much even. We just chill and hang out. Like, nobody asks anything and nothing. Like, oh, you want to borrow a game? That's about it.
Yeah, don't ask no questions.
Yeah. But
so that was my question for you, Bernard. Because you had mentioned two friendships now. And you used the word splintered. And I'm listening to how it came about. And it sounds like the people that you were involved with become really, what's a good word here?
Dependent?
They kind of overreact to things, right? So you've got the one person that freaked out over an app. You know, the person that makes unreasonable demands of your time so much so that you had to cut them off. Like, how are your friendships normally? Like, how are relationships normally? Like, the healthy ones, how do they look?
I really don't know. Honestly, it's just like I just talk to him every day. Like, my boy Jared, he moved to St. Augustine about 2 years ago. We talk every day, and I've known him since, like, pre-K. And, like, he'll ask me for stuff, but, you know, he helps me if I need him. It's a very reciprocal friendship.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's not necessarily nothing too stressful, nothing over-exaggerating. It is what it is. And, like, there's no positivity. There's no negativity. It's just neutral.
How is no handled in your relationships, the concept of no?
Honestly.
And there's no wrong answer.
I mean, I'm trying to think about it. Like, there's really never been a situation where I've had to say no to anybody because people don't really ask me for stuff.
Can I borrow $500?
I ain't got it.
So what you're saying is.
Well, I mean, I got it, but no, I don't got so it what to
you're
loan
saying,
you.
So what you're saying is no.
If I had it, I would loan it to you.
But you're saying no. But you're saying no.
Am I saying no?
There's nothing wrong with saying no.
No, I mean, that's the...
No,
that's a legit question. Like, am I saying no? Like, if I had it...
You're still saying no because you don't have it.
Okay, then
it's fine. It's not a negative no.
Yeah, it's just like... It's a no because I don't have it. But, like, if I had it and I could spare it...
I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. But my argument is... It's okay to say no.
Oh no, I know it's okay to say no.
But you're fighting the fact that you just said no.
Do you?
Yeah. No, it's just like I don't see that as like saying no.
It is saying no. Not having it and not being able to give it is still no. Yeah. Like you're looking at no as in it's a negative thing.
Well, no, I'm looking at it as a.
You're looking at it as a negative thing because you're refusing to say that you're saying no when you're saying I can't. Like no is still no.
I'm trying to make sense of it.
You're but it's still
to make the other person feel good about
Yeah, right? It's still no.
And I only recognize this because I do the same thing.
Right.
Okay? We kind of all do.
I'm not coming at you.
No.
But I'm
still. Well, what? No.
I'm still in a pattern in your relationships, and I just want to kind of drill down just a bit. I'm not here to put you out.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the way no is handled or maybe perceived is more of a rejection of sorts versus a declining. Right? A declined request is not a rejection of the person, right?
Yeah.
So if I say, can I borrow $500, that is a what? It's a request.
Yes.
If you say, I decline, then that's the end of that request.
Yeah.
Right? I don't need a reason. You're not obligated to give anybody a reason or explanation.
Absolutely. Right.
But what you're doing is saying no, which is almost a rejection of the request itself, and then trying to make me enrolled into why you're rejecting. I don't have it. It's not a good time for me. No. Forget all that, right? Yeah, like that almost is more upsetting. You're almost like, dude, okay, because I got to ask five people to get what I need. I don't have time to get enrolled into why you can't.
Yeah,
right. Send me on my way and let me go play the numbers game, right? And I'm not saying this to be mean, but like, okay.
Oh man,
okay. What? Hold on.
I'm just recognizing what level you're on. But go on, go ahead, continue.
What? man. I'm trying to help a man's out.
No, I hear you.
It's not even
just
that, though. It's just like he's trying to justify why when it's all said and done, it's you being asked for a favor.
Right.
You're not required. There's no requirement that says you have to. So you're trying to justify why you can't. So in this case, I asked for $500, and you're justifying the fact that you don't have it.
Yeah.
So, but what if it was just Joe Smo asking for $500, and you know you want to be a nice guy? Would you still be justifying? Would you, or can you just say no simply because, like, listen, I don't know you like that. How do I know you'll pay me back? Do you have a steady job? Like, yeah. What? Like, you can just say no simply because you can have the $500 and you'll be like, no. And your no can seriously be, I don't feel comfortable with that kind of a loan. Like,
here's the part that I want
to... You don't need...
I've actually been working on that in therapy.
But we're just saying, okay. You don't need a reason. You don't owe anybody explanation.
Yeah. Here's something that I want to tack on to that, and I want you to realize this, that your no doesn't detract from your value.
Yeah.
That is an important part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my therapist said I actually...
I think that
like a lot of abandonment issues, so I try to make up for it by like trying to be there for everybody, mm-hmm. and to the point where it stresses me out.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So when you say no,
learn how to just start say no. Just say no.
Right.
And don't come up with like those excuses of.
What is it? You're trying to justify your no because you feel like
it's a sense of lack of worthiness.
Lack of worthiness. Yeah. I want you to know that doesn't take away from your worth.
Yeah.
It's just a no.
Yeah.
So don't.
All I want. You
can't, and I will gladly help you work with that.
Yeah.
Because I could feel that when you said that. I was like, oh, I know what this is.
So to kind of go along with Chaos was saying, there's two things I definitely want to acknowledge. For one, the fact that you're clear enough to explain it means you're clear enough on why you're saying no. So all that stuff that you're coming up with is absolutely fine. It doesn't need to be shared.
Yeah.
What I mean is that there's no obligation for you to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
If that comes up for you, then the answer is no, right? If you have to talk yourself into the yes, it's no.
Yeah.
Somebody told me once, and I told one of my students this a long time ago, that a no to you is a yes to myself, right? And so by learning to exercise that muscle, you create a much stronger yes on the opposite side. If you're a yes to everything, and I've been a yes to everything, I still kind of am in my personal life, then people just come to expect it, right?
I've driven people to Belgrade because I didn't know how to say no.
Yeah, I've driven people to California.
Yep.
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 That was recent.
Like, my heart just literally, like, just felt like I just got kicked in it when you said that.
It hurts. We've all been there.
Within the last, like,
all been there.
And I'm not, and this isn't me, I'm not roasting you or nothing.
We recognize that pain, and we want to make sure that it doesn't expand. It's really where it's at.
It's a crazy thing, but to Chaos, what Chaos was saying, man, like, the no has power. It is not a devaluation of you. It is not a statement of your capability. It is not even a statement of your desire.
Yeah.
It's just a decision that was made in that moment, right? What I've been trying on recently that's helped me is a not now approach, right? Sometimes people have these requests of me because they know I can tackle it efficiently and quickly. So the easy option for them is just to ask me to do it. By making them wait, they often figure it out themselves. If it's that urgent, they go and take care of it.
He's not wrong. I've watched him use
it. I can't print. Okay. Can you come to my house and fix it? I can't come till next Friday. I'll get a call in 2 days saying, you know what, Harold, we got it. Thank you, though. They're appreciative of the fact that I even considered their problem, and they handled it. If I would have rushed over there that night, not only would I have been breaking whatever thing I had planned, but now I would have been embroiled in their problem.
Yeah, right? Usually when that happens to me, I end up getting cursed out.
You just got to deal with it.
So, like, if I say, like, not now, like, oh, I figured it out. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Yeah, well fuck them.
Were you an asshole?
No.
Then screw them.
Yeah, fuck them. Because, listen. But if you were able to figure it out, why'd you ask me?
Right.
Because that's the whole point. That's kind of what he's getting at.
One.
They have the capability of figuring it out, but sometimes it's because they don't want to put in the effort. It's easier for them to say, hey, can you do this for me? Than it is for them to say, I can do it for myself.
Yeah, I'm more invested in the recognition of their character.
That's the argument.
Like, who are these people?
You just said that said, can you do this for me? You said no. And then they said, I figured it out. Fuck you. Nah, like, bitch, if you figured it out that easy,
fuck you.
Yeah. Well,
because
even still, no,
because they're saying that your time is less valuable than theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's a whole different thing, right? That like is. if you're, and I don't like agreeing with Loco. I'm kidding. But the man's got points. No one got does. Points, fuck though. No, but if someone is mad at you because you were unavailable, that's a statement to their character.
Exactly. 100%. Exactly.
There is no space at high level
especially
operation.
If they're gonna snap at you
to yeah. be upset I mean, with somebody because they're unavailable when you need them in that moment.
Yeah.
Unless you have an pre-existing arrangement to be that person.
Right.
For example, if you call 911 and they go, "Hey, we're unavailable right now." You can be upset about that because they have a pre-existing kind of agreement with the world to be available when you call them. You're not 911, bro. Though.
I mean, sometimes, you know, they be busy too. I mean, TikTok, have you watched any of the videos on? No, I'm playing.
Do you be making donations of Monopoly money sometimes, bro?
Always.
You just roll up, the plate comes your way, like, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like a fake 500.
First of all,
look at Loco giving all he can. And then you look in the bowl, and it's like
first of all,
two paper clips.
First of all, hold on. If the plate is coming around to me, Monopoly money is going in, but some real money is coming out.
It's an exchange, right?
Yeah, I'm putting $500 cash money.
But I need change. I need change.
Monopoly money. But I'm going to need about $100 of them greenbacks, all right? I'm just saying, you know.
From a numbers perspective, y'all winning.
Y'all landed on Boardwalk. I'm here to collect.
But yeah, anyway.
No one who cares about your well-being is going to treat you like that.
I mean, yeah, I ghosted a lot of former friends because of those situations. So she wasn't the first, and she definitely won't be the last.
See, and that's in the area of manipulation that I speak of. Like, nah. Nah, yeah. Don't be a part of that. Yeah. Recognize that. And it's important to take some time and recognize things like that because you may come across that multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've definitely come
across
that.
There's a lot of them out there.
Like, a lot of them, like, I've clarified why I'm no longer talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've said that they apologize, you know, if I made them feel that way, which is, you know, pretty good, but it's not going to change anything. So I'm still not talking to them at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But I've said it once. I've said it twice. I'll say it again.
When I was on my way out on that person, I was like, "Yo, listen, this is why, because I want better for you, and I wanted to be a part of your life. Clearly, you're not there right now, and I understand it, and I'm not knocking you for that because life is hard. It took me a while to get here. I wasn't always here, absolutely not. And never forget that. We all had to climb up that ladder.
Yeah.
Some people are still at the bottom.
Yeah, at
one point. And I'm not knocking you for being at the bottom. I want you to climb. So.
At one point, Chaos was looking for respect. Not no more. I ain't got time for that.
I got all the respect that I need.
You know?
I brought that up with the ladder. So
listen,
I'm good.
Listen, when it's all said and done, Chaos respects himself.
Yes.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. See, that's one of those times right there.
But like,
that's one of those times right there.
like,
nobody wants to.
You got to respect yourself. Fuck everybody else.
Yep.
Because when it's all said and done.
And then he goes there.
hey, when it's all said and done, like, it's really going to come down to how you feel about yourself. No one ever regrets about how they feel about themselves.
Yeah.
People regret about how they feel about themselves. No one regrets about, like, oh, I wish this person felt this way. Like, it might happen, right? But it's never really that. It's always like if they're fine with themselves, they don't really have the regrets.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what I'm trying to get at. Like, if they know that they've done what they can and they're happy with themselves, they're happy with the way they did things, they don't have regrets.
I'm big on
integrity. But if they're focusing on everybody else and doing their own thing, when it's all said and done and they're on their deathbed, they're going to be like, I regret I didn't do this for
right.
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when it's all said and done, it's about for you. For you and for your family. Other people, like, yeah, you want to, but if they're going to be that big of a dicks about it or they're going to give you that much of a hard time, it's like, it's not worth the stress because then it's going to come down to, I regret I didn't focus on me. Because if you're focusing on everybody else, you're not enjoying yourself, man.
Yeah. And it's subtle, dude. It's not always as in your face as it sounds right now. Mm-hmm, it's the subtle things, right? But if you, and you stated this, if you're feeling bad after saying yes to something, that's a huge signal for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've made commitments and immediately been like, oh, now I have this thing coming up. Because you're a man of integrity. You sound like a man of your word. Like, if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. And I think that anybody that associates themselves with you enjoys that aspect of your right. character. And they lean on it. And it becomes something they can count on, right? I've never known you to be flaky. Either you say you're coming or you're not, right? It's never been one thing then the other. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just through my minimal interactions with you, right? So I can imagine someone that you cared about, someone you included in your inner court, right? And now you guys have this 50-50 thing that you've been trying to create. They're leaning on you for elements of your character that probably fill gaps in theirs, one of them being your integrity. So when that gets challenged because you tell them no and they're left to their own devices, they're going to react violently. So it seems they're going to react in a shocked manner. Yeah. That's not necessarily healthy, but not the end of the world.
Right.
However, if the behavior changes now and other elements of the relationship change because you declined a request, you know what I mean? That's like I'm going to burn McDonald's down because they ran out of fries one night.
They deserve that shit. I'm sorry. McDonald's, though? Nah, they deserve that shit.
Right, because you've come to rely on McDonald's for having their fries, right?
Exactly.
But the one especially night they the ran salt, out.
Like, nah, bro, I'm drunk that night. The only time your fries taste good? Nah, son. I need them fries.
Right. So those are the people you don't want around you.
Exactly. So don't open up at McDonald's. But I will say this. It's all said and done. As far as the things that someone will be willing to go through to help somebody out, Bernard is one of those people, right? He tends to go further than what is required from anyone to do things. So if you're one of those people who is coming at him sideways, like, yo, you're not doing enough.
Don't let me find out.
You should look at yourself, because I don't know this man that well. In fact, I just met him last week. But in all seriousness, like I'll be like, yo, man, this is what's happening. And he'll be like, yo, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, you're doing too much. And he'll do it. And, like, he's just that guy. He's that guy who will kind of exceed your expectations. Like, I'm not saying he's going to sit there and be like, yo, you need $100. Here's 150. Right? But he's that guy where you're like, oh, I want to go do this. And he's like, yo, before you do this, you should check this out. I got you. I'll give you this so you can check. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that guy where you're like, oh, I want to watch the new Batman movie.
Right.
He's like, wait, did you see the last Batman movie? No. Hey, I got it on DVD. I'll let you get it. Here's my DVD.
Right.
Go watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. he does the extra for no fucking reason.
Like, all right, like, man, get off my nuts. Okay.
I'm not on your nuts, bro. Like, it's all right. You can cry. But my point is like, so if you're that person out there who's just like, yo, you're not doing enough, like, look at yourself.
Seriously. Because we're not, like, saying that to be mean, but yeah, like, nah, seriously. Like,
I'm
yourself.
Saying that to be real. Look at your fucking self, because I don't ask much from this dude, but I'll say some shit. I think I told him that my son likes the Power Rangers. This dude showed up with a friggin' picture of him and Tommy from the fucking Power Rangers and gave that to me for my son.
Yep.
Like, I didn't say, hey, you got a picture of Tommy.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Right, right.
So that's my point. Like, if you're coming at some dude who's willing to go above and beyond for no reason without even being asked, and you mad because he didn't go above and beyond when you were demanding, he didn't even say no. He was like, I can't do it right now.
Yeah, right.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Come see me. I'm going to be like Iron Man 3. I'll give you my fucking address. You come see me. We could, you know, hash it out, man to bitch. Because you a bitch. And that's all I got to say about that.
Seriously, yeah.
Fucking mic drop.
There are people out there like that. And, yeah, there seriously needs to be. They definitely need to check themselves
out.
It
is. That's why I just pushed it down on the table and didn't drop it on the floor.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't even know how we got on that, but. It was a good topic.
Yeah, how the hell did we get on that from, like, dating?
Dating, yeah, I don't know.
Is that how that was? Oh,
that's oh
how,
yeah, because of the girl.
Yeah, the bitch. But, yeah, no, it's a good topic, though, because other people do need to hear that when it's all said in the light. Like, listen, you got to learn the power of no. Not just the power of yes. Like, yes is great. Yes can be good. Yes can lead to amazing things. But no can be just as powerful. And I don't want to say selfish, but it can be, Johnny, I know you probably got a better word for
talk
it.
Talk to me.
Like, when it's about you and useful.
Selfless?
Oh, well, no, because selfless is about,
I don't know. But, like, anyways, you should probably get an idea of what I'm terrible with words.
But you've been dropping a lot of them tonight, bro.
Ah, fuck them. No, but, like, seriously, like, so him saying him saying no.
The words, bro?
him saying no. It's not just, like, selfish.
That old looking
like,
right,
you know
though.
What I'm saying? Like, well, anyways, you probably understand what I'm trying to say. Like, saying no can also be useful when it's all said.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
It has its place. Saying yes is powerful, but saying no can also be just as helpful, both for you and others. Because if you say no to somebody, not only will it obviously give you your power back to an extent, it might help them learn to figure things out for themselves. And that's important. But because Bernard doesn't like the way I talk.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to let y'all know right now.
Uh-oh.
If you figure things out for yourself.
Get the scuba gear, kids.
Go on, lay back.
Splash.
Relax.
He says lay back right, though. He does say that right.
Lay back, relax.
That's scary, right? Because you want to lay back.
And reach down. And slide your hand to the right spot. Yes. Enjoy the moment. And when it's all said and done, go online and order some Dubby. Because it'll give you the energy you need with no jitters. So you can get it just right. Especially if you get that apple sludge. What is it, Bernard? I don't fucking remember.
Dub sludge.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, I hope he kind of chimes in and meets your energy. That's kind of what I'm waiting for.
I'm like, I need some help because I don't know nothing about Dubby.
Hit him with that bird link. Sludge. There it is.
Bernard has never mastered anything. I want to hear it.
It's got Granny Smith the apple and secret sauce.
Ooh, yes. Tell us about Dubby, Bernard.
I'm not doing this, man. Okay, look. I don't do the choir school and stuff. I tried to get a job in radio. It didn't work out. So, Dubby's got all the vitamins you need to get through the day. It's
all
got
the vitamins.
C, B6.
Oh, you want that D?
B12, B16. Yeah. It's made from coffee extract, so you don't got to worry about getting all them jitters that you get with Red Bull and
no
Monsters.
Jitters.
No taurine.
Right?
So, yeah, mix a scoop in about.
A scoop.
With 8 to 10 ounces of water and just
all
shake it up or stir
it. Nice and wet.
You know what that taurine is? Do you know what taurine is? We're going to talk about that off the air.
No, let's talk about that.
No, we're going to talk
about that. Let's talk about that.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's true. You talking about like bull testicles or whatever?
It's a synthetic version of bull.
But it's synthetic, so it's not real.
It's not real. Right. So but it's based off of that.
Based off of that. So what?
Oh, man.
I'll take some if it wakes me up
you
before
take
I go go.
Synthetic dick? Is that what you gonna do? You want to do some synthetic dick?
Some trans dick.
There's a big market for that. Huge market.
There's a massive market for that.
Robbing market for that. Yeah.
A veiny.
Oh gosh. Oh.
Taurine is an essential amino acid for babies. Adults can make their own.
Whoa.
Taurine. But there are high amounts of it in meat and fish. Normally, enough taurine is made in the human body from Christine and hypertaurine. Taurine has many functions in the body, including working as a neurotransmitter in the brain.
But anyways, go on to W.GG. Enter that 3 shades into the promo code. That's the number 3. SHAD. Easy. Into the promo code for 10% off of W. You know you want it. You know you got to have it. It'll wake you up and keep you moving throughout the day. I'll keep you moving and grooving, baby. You already know what time it is.
You saying goodnight?
We saying goodnight?
We saying goodnight.
Okay. Goodnight. Sweet dreams. Tune in for another episode of 3 Shades Podcast. We gonna miss you. We gonna be thinking about you. I hope you're thinking about us too. All right, now, don't forget to subscribe, tell a friend to tell another friend, and you get your friends, I get my friends, and we could all be friends. Deuces.